Hey there, you're listening to 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That would be CKUW.
On CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Before I begin the show, I'd like to acknowledge that we're on Treaty 1 territory, the lands of the Anishinaabe, Cree, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and on the homeland of the Métis Nation. Hey folks, you're listening to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Keely, and you just heard Spirit Winds, Ancient Beach by Yo-Yo. I have some guests here on the show. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Sure. Yeah, hi. I'm Daryl from Sub City. Thanks for having us on here.
Yeah, my name's Kevin, also from the same band that Daryl's in.
What do you guys play in the band? Like, what's your instruments? Or
I'm the keyboard player.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I play saxophone.
Cool.
And we both do a little bit of singing.
All right. So, like, not your typical, like, guitar.
No.
Yeah. No, we gave the guitar players the day off, so to speak.
Okay.
So all the eclectic instruments, I guess, are here.
Yeah. Well, suited for the show.
Yeah.
So I guess you guys have the reunion show coming up. Tell me a little bit about
we do.
Why. Like.
Yeah, it's a week from today, even. So it's getting close. You know, we made these arrangements first back to have these shows happen in 2020, but the show was slated to happen about 2 weeks after the world exploded, so
yeah.
It didn't happen for obvious reasons, and here we are, you know, maybe potentially the longest tease of reunion show that there's been, at least within Winnipeg music history, perhaps. I don't know, I never looked that up, so I can't necessarily claim it for sure.
We can claim it. We can certainly claim it.
And wait for someone to challenge it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. The longest tease of a reunion. That's it. Who's
okay, so if anyone has information, then
774-6877.
Still waiting on that Hot Life Guys reunion, so maybe they can come out of the woodwork and put us to shame.
Want something? Can you tell me a little bit about how, like, the band started, I guess, like, origin story?
Well, yeah, we everyone in the band, we were playing in different bands kind of in the Winnipeg ska scene that used to exist in the city that doesn't really exist anymore, but around like
think
the
of one band.
Yeah. So there used to be like tens of bands,
yeah.
You know? So we were all playing in different bands at the time, playing the same shows. At the off air, we were talking about the Weston Cultural Center, but we were always playing. They had a bunch of that kind of like all ages ska shows at the West End that were always crowned by Scalloween, which is the big Halloween show every year.
Yeah.
And
funny story. I do a Scalloween radio show every Halloween.
Hey.
And I play everything from like the Pink City Skank albums.
Awesome. The legacy lives on.
Some random stuff. Yeah. Just in a very small, weird way. But yeah.
Sure.
And then, yeah, I guess some of the like, Johannes and Darwin got together with a couple other of the original members of the band and put together, I think, 5 songs. And then I saw them play that first show. I was in the afterbeat at the time, and I think I opened or whatever. We were on the same bill at the West End, and after that show, I went up and I told the band that I was now part of the band. And I think it was just a little bit after that we brought you into the fold, hey, Kev?
Yeah, I don't recall how it came about, but I definitely remember I was a trombone player at the time, and there was already a trombone player in the band, so it was a little bit awkward in that situation. But I remember looking around the basement of Al's place, Al's parents' basement, you know, classic beginning story where we jam in parents' basements and things.
Yep.
But they had a little startup piano, you know, one that had a button that you would press that would go DJ, you know, and that sort of thing. That was my solo moment in that. Okay. But nevertheless, I had history of playing piano when I was a kid. And so I looked and I was like, I'll do that, you know. So again, don't quite remember how it came about, but that was that. And rehashed the knowledge of playing from when I was 7 or whatever it was, and found my way in.
Sounds about right.
But we started doing kind of like at that time it was a minor key ska band that was kind of like trying to be more like dark and foreboding.
All
ska,
right.
Kind of like in direct contrast to most of what was coming out in the city at the time with bands like the Wedgwoods or the Barrymores, the Afterbeat, HMP, and more.
Mm-hmm.
But
it should be a little bit darker, a little bit
like, yeah. punkier?
Or yeah, a little punkier. Yeah. And then, you know, as more and more of us began writing songs for the band, because at the height of it, there was five of us that were regularly writing songs and singing. You know, we all kind of brought our influences into it. So it built from there to being, instead of like a ska band, being like, I think the tag was soul, reggae, rock and roll.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to play one of your songs, but this is the one I chose. I picked this one because this is like, it was one of the shows at the Western Cultural Center. This is the one that my friend Jay, they lost their glasses to the pit in this song. Yeah. Yeah. And then like it only had like one arm, so like they had to like hold it on their face for the rest of the night so they could see you guys play. Yeah. So this is Hold the Pressure Down. Welcome back to Eclectic Residence. You just heard Hold the Pressure Down by Sub-City Dwellers from the album Out on the Streets. Yeah. Well, that was the song that my friend lost their glasses to.
Apologies for people that have lost glasses or contact lenses or, you know.
They had anything. A great time, though.
Things from the pit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the next song I have of yours is Temper. Can you tell me a little bit about this song?
Yeah, well, our friend Darwin, the bass player in the band, Darwin Baker, wrote this this song. And remember, it was he's spoken about it in the way of writing about like fights that broke out in bars and things like that. And I remember him saying that this is the song that would also start the most fights during our show. I don't necessarily remember this because I don't necessarily think our shows are necessarily violent by any means. But nevertheless. Yeah, Temper. It was a song that he had written about bar fights and just about wanting to keep the peace and having a good time and keeping it, you know, just keeping it loving and acceptable and all that sort of business. We recorded this over at John Paul Peters' studio, not too far from the studios here at CKW. And, yeah, did a lot of it recorded live off the floor as we wanted to have it, paying homage to, you know, a lot of the music that we liked and draw inspiration from, to have it not sound super packaged or overproduced or anything like that. So, yeah, everything that you hear with the beds, as they call them, the biz, the drums, guitars, bass, keyboards, all that was recorded just live off the floor. With vocals added on top afterwards, so what you get here is essentially a live performance of the song.
Interesting.
Yeah, and as you were saying earlier, that another song that you're going to play is "After My Heart," mm-hmm. which is a Matt Foster original, and Maddie is Maddie is off doing their music across the ocean right now, which is so amazing for them. Still putting out. Great solo record came out a couple months ago.
Yeah, I've played some of Matt's stuff on the show before.
Awesome. Yeah. So during Temper, you know, Darwin likes to get rid of that bass so that Darwin can get up there and really front the band. Mm. And, you know, Maddie would kind of take over the rhythm guitar and let Johannes play bass. Okay. But because Maddie's out of town, we have a super secret special guest coming in to play guitar for a couple songs. Yeah.
Super secret special guest.
Yeah, so I'm not going to give it away, but there will be a super secret special guest.
Are we supposed to guess who it might be?
You can guess if you like, for sure.
I have no idea.
It's not, you know, if any of our friends know us and know the people that Kevin and Johannes and I regularly play music with, they probably figure it out quickly enough.
Yeah, we're not flying him in from Nashville or anything like that. So, you know, a local friendly place. Yeah. Place? Face.
Flying him in from the Mint.
Yeah.
All right. So this is Temper.
time and through the ancient tribes. The men have always tried to conquer the world. You can't beat her.
Welcome back to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You just heard Temper by Subcity Dwellers from the album Where's the Noise? I was listening to all your music again.
Yeah, well, you know, we were talking off air for this whole thing too. Even for the first song when we were playing, Daryl noted, he was just like, "Wait a minute, there's this part here," and I think we just kind of learned something that we need to learn for the next rehearsal come Tuesday. As we're listening to this, you know.
No.
But nevertheless, it's an interesting thing, you know. Like, I'm not sure, personally speaking, as a musician, I pour so much into the project and into the album that by the time it's done, I basically don't want to hear it afterwards. I might be proud of it, but I also don't want to hear it. You know, it's kind of that same sort of like awkwardness of when you hear your voice on a voicemail and you're like, I don't know. But nevertheless, you know, I did have to listen to a lot of these things, like I'm sure all of us did, you know, when the rehearsals got about going, because, yeah, it's an interesting thing to have to learn your parts all over again, and you know, whereas at one time in the life it was just, you know, the same thing. We knew all the parts, knew everything about it, but yeah, you know, a decade or so later, you got to rediscover, okay, how did I make this sound, or how did this happen, and how are you going to make it work for this time? You know, I had a 20-some-odd-year-old energy for this one, and now I'm approaching it with a late 30s energy. How am I going to go with that kind of thing? So, yeah, it's an interesting practice it's been.
Hmm.
Yeah, like Kev and I and most of the members of the band have kept playing a lot of music and been in a number of projects. So, like, Sub City broke up in 2012, so I don't know. I've been in at least 5 bands since then. And sure. Yeah, Kevin is, you know, you've toured all over playing music, right? So it's funny because you put so much focus into whatever you're doing at the time, because you have to. You have to be kind of like singularly focused on what you're working on to make sure that, you know, everything is where the best that it can be and where it needs to be. So getting back into some of this older stuff, for me, though, you know, it was like a bit of a labor of love because I've really enjoyed playing in Sub City. And despite the fact that I've continued to play music and played music my whole life, Sub City was kind of like being in a band with all of my best friends.
Mm.
And we toured a lot. You know, we really were on the road for many, 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 many hours, many weeks, many months. And we became very tight over that, like personally, I mean, you know, tight as a band, but tight as friends. So being able to kind of like get back together and play this music that was so formational for all of us is like Sub City. I think it worked as a springboard for all of us to get into the music that we've played over the last decade. And we've all, you know, had varying levels of success musically since then. And I really attribute that to all that work that we put in with Sub City. So listening to these tunes again and being able to play this music with, you know, with people that are still our closest friends, it's been a joyous experience.
Cool. This next song I'm going to play is Wanted. Can you tell me a little bit about the song?
Yeah, well, I wrote this one even. And so, yeah, so this song was born out of being on tour. You know, we were on the road and got pulled over by the RCMP in British Columbia. And there was a specific...
Does not sound like fun.
No, you know, I think any RCMP pullover you're not necessarily excited about. Especially when you're driving in a van mobile kind of thing, or band mobile, which is just like a big red flag for the authorities.
It was a minibus.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we had the joy of having this little minibus that we converted. Darwin was also just an incredible handy person. And so built all these sort of things, and it was the most luxurious kind of a little thing that we could afford to drive. When it drove, it broke down a lot on us too, so there were many stories of us, you know, sleeping on the bus or wondering where to get you know, Joe, the one guy in somewhere Saskatchewan, to come help us out. And anyways, I digress. So we were pulled over, and there is a particular odor in the car that the RCMP didn't enjoy, and kind
of a lot of stinky feet. A lot of stinky feet. In
you know,
band.
Tour is a weird thing, you know. So anyways, so I remember the whole thing going about where they let us off with a warning. Maybe a speeding ticket, I don't know, but a warning, no,
nothing,
nevertheless.
Nothing other than a warning. Yeah.
Yeah, just a warning in words that where he said, what was it? Get the hell out of my province is the words that he spoke. And so, you know, there was no one tailing us, but we definitely had a little bit of the stuff's shook out of us.
They gave us 24 hours to get to Alberta.
Okay.
From where we were in the Okanagan, and they gave us 24 hours. So I remember because we stopped at the place where the last spike was driven into the railway, where like the railway coming from the west coast met the railway coming from the east coast. It was like a very famous spot in the colonization of Canada. And we stopped there, and we got out because we had finally crossed the border, and we just like breathed the air of freedom.
Yeah. So yeah, there we were for a few short hours. We were wanted people, and that was my closest brush with the law. and you know, I don't know, wear it like a badge of honor in some kind of a way and turn it to this little song.
Okay, I'm gonna play it now. This is Wanted.
Cause now I want it.
So that last song was Lie to Me by Olga, and before that was Wanted by Subsidy. That last song was just like a random song that I put on because I am Eclectic Residence, and I think I like them. I don't know. Anyway, this next song that I have for everyone is Gas Town. Can you tell me a little bit about this song and why you chose the live version?
Yeah, well, I'll take the lead on this one, Kev.
Sweet.
So this song has a fantastic origin story. It also was birthed, I suppose, on tour. No RCMP involvement this time. However, there is BC Ferries involvement. So
Okay. What
happened was that we'd get out to the island. We used to go play Vic Ska Fest, and then we just like bounce around the islands and play all these amazing little hippie communities. It was one of my favorite parts of the band. Again, you were asking about venues and shows, but I couldn't tell you the name of the venues, but we used to play these tiny little towns where you'd take a ferry to one island and then drive across the island and take another ferry to another even smaller, more remote island.
Oh, like Gabriela Island and places like
Quadra
that.
Quadra and Denman. And
my aunt lives on Gabe.
Sweet. Just amazing communities of people. So many people that were Vietnam War deserters, right, that like left the States trying to dodge the draft. So super cool communities out there. So anyways, we're out on the West Coast. We'd been driving around playing these amazing shows, and it's time to head back to the mainland. And we're sitting at the ferry terminal in Nanaimo, and for some reason our lead songwriter Johannes, he was a little moody. I don't know if he was missing his mom or or I don't know exactly, maybe it was a bad hair day, but he wasn't very happy, so he was kind of like off being sullen by himself and had his guitar with him. So we were all waiting for the ferry to go, and you're there for a while once you get through processing, and then you're just sitting around on the land waiting for everything to get going. So we just assumed that everybody would, hear the giant ferry whistle go and the boarding call, and everyone would meet on the ferry. and then we'd go to Vancouver together as a band, like had happened every other time we've ever taken a ferry. But Ian, I mean, Johannes was off doing his thing. He missed the ferry.
Just like so focused.
Yeah, he was so focused. He had his guitar. He was off. He was going to write a song. So he missed the ferry. So while he missed the ferry, and, you know, we blamed him, he blamed us. You know, it's all under the bridge at this point. It was makes for a good story for sure. We ended up having to, like, he caught a ferry that docked at a different terminal from the one we did. So we ended up having to, like, drive to pick him up. It was like a whole thing. But while he's there waiting for the ferry, feeling abandoned by us, he was thinking about some of the ongoing gentrification that we had seen in Vancouver, especially in the Gastown area of Vancouver. Now, as Winnipeg residents, you know, we are no stranger to poverty, to, you know, the long-standing effects of residential school systems, where you see people that just don't have supports because their family has been, like, literally taken away from them by the state. And it just leads to, in Vancouver, you know, it doesn't get cold like it does here. So the homeless, there's so many more people that are forced to live on the streets.
And they're more visible.
They're more visible, yeah. It's also just a bigger city, right? So, yeah, it was... He was reflecting on the changes that he had seen in Vancouver over the times that we were there, and thinking about the way that these impoverished communities were getting kicked out of areas so that they could, you know, like, open up a new Starbucks or whatever the bleep, you know, the wealthy developers wanted, you know, to get in there and let rich people go and play around and just, like you said, make that visible impoverished population less visible. So I'm kind of paraphrasing, and I'm speaking for Johannes because this is his song. But that's my take on it.
And why did you choose the live version?
You know, as you say this, I'm looking through our discography, and I think I chose the live version because there's only the live version.
No. It was on the 7-inch.
Is that right? Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We did on the 7-inch. We did this with your song, Jerk Chicken.
Oh.
So this was the A side. We did a 7-inch, the Jerk Chicken EP, or I don't know what we called it, but... Kev wrote this fantastic song called Jerk Chicken, which is kind of like a jam...
Forgot we, like, put it out though.
Like meters kind of jam song, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Something like it, you know, something to create a bit of a party atmosphere, but like it's something that we could always pick up around a fire or something and play it. But clearly I forgot that we put it out. So I chose the live version because I forgot we had another one. So I mean, here we go.
Smooth. say, oh, don't you? Wait, what? I say, man, all I want to do. What do you want to do, man? I tell you, all I want to do.
Welcome back to Eclectic Residence. You just heard the live version of Gastown by Subcity Dwellers. So you were telling me a little bit about the live recording of, like, this album. Like, why did you...
Yeah, I thought just for the sake that we decided to do this, we recorded this last show. This one was the last show that we did at the West End Cultural Center. And I think it was part of it was just for posterity for us to have. You know, we always consider ourselves to be a live band. You know, going back to the story before about recording some of our albums live off the floor and things, just because that was the energy that we had, wanted to keep and wanted to have that. I was listening to Daryl speak before and how he was saying we did a like a pre-order for that at the show itself so that folks could you know come home with something for that. I mean business-wise it didn't make a ton of sense, I guess. It was the last show and we didn't have any other things to sell it at afterwards, so it was I guess made a little bit of a legacy recording for us, but
okay.
It's also been something that's been good to listen to for you know for us personally for this as we're getting ready for the show, because this lineup that was on that live version is the same lineup that's going to be playing next week on Saturday at the Park Theater. And so so it's kind of one of those where you know us as band members can listen to it to recall what we did and how we sounded, and you know people that that either have tickets or are waiting to get their tickets from Ticketweb are can have an opportunity to listen to that. And gosh, I mean if you have the CD, awesome. If you don't, we'll be selling it at the show
cheap,
yeah, you know, because once again this is the last show, you know. The reunion is one and only, and we've all had our little collections of things in our basements for the longest time. So yeah, if you're missing something, we'll have it at the show next week. And
I think also like the live version kind of shows the growth of the songs, because as we were, you know, really a live band. At the essence of when we were at our best and when we were at our most dialed in, it's when we were like on a tour for a month and we were playing night after night after night after night. And songs change over that time. So a lot of that stuff, you know, that we recorded on When the Beat Starts to Pound or Where's the Noise, and especially the first album, Out in the Streets, the first track that you played that was on that record, I think that came out in 06. So we toured on that stuff for like 8 years after we wrote it, and the songs all changed over that time, and they all progressed and they grew with us as we grew as musicians and as people. So I really think that that live album kind of encapsulates where we were as a band, you know, when we decided to call it.
Okay. Yeah. So, I guess we talked a little about the show, this happening, and you chose the Park Theater.
Yeah, love the Park Theater. Good shout out to Eric at the Park. constant supporter of local music. It's just helping getting a new venue off the ground, actually, with Jenna Priestner from Mobina Galore.
Yeah,
Jenna is opening up Side Stage. That's awesome that you remembered the name, because I did not. but
I remember the name because I wrote about it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it was part of my very long thing for the Uniter about how to run a venue, and I did a profile of a bunch of venues and photos and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, and it's just the park is one of those places that is the epitome of how to run a venue and support local music. And there's a few places in the city, like the park, the Times Changed, the West End Cultural Center, that have really, the Handsome Daughter, that have really been there for local bands for, a long, long, long time now. Even when things got tough through the pandemic, and we've lost a lot of good venues.
Yeah,
We were talking about
Low Pub,
the Low Pub. Yeah, the Low Pub, and I still consider. I know the Albert's open again. It hasn't ever really seemed like the Albert to me.
It feels different.
Yeah,
and I think for me, it's because it's missing the pool table with the mismatched balls. Because you couldn't play an actual game because it was all I think it's, I don't know why a lot of my, I don't know why, that just is the first thing that comes to my brain.
The quirks aren't there anymore.
No.
So, it's so important for us to get out and support these venues that are, the park through the pandemic just
so many
put
renovations.
More and more and more money into it, just trying to make that space better. Mm-hmm. And that's why we definitely considered going to the West End for bringing this final show to the West End, because it was where we did the live show. And as Kevin was saying off air, I think every big release we did was at the West End, and it is near and dear to our hearts and always will be. But, the park over the last 5 years, 10 years have really cemented themselves as the place for local shows.
Yeah. Hey, so that answers the question I usually ask that's about local venues, but if you could play any venue anywhere, what venue would you want to play?
Do you have an answer for this? Because I do.
You go.
Okay, I would love to play, I don't know if you might know this bar, but the Stone Pony, which is on the Jersey Shore.
Okay.
And that's where it's in Asbury Park on the Jersey Shore, and that's where Bruce Springsteen cut his teeth.
Okay.
And those of the listeners out there that know me know that I'm a huge Bruce Springsteen fan. He's a huge personal influence on me, and I think it's fair to say on Sub City. That's the place when he was a kid or a teenager and he was growing up playing in the Castiles, and then doing his Bruce Springsteen band and then the E Street band. That's where he cut his teeth. So I'd love to go play there.
Yeah, I don't even know. I'm trying to think about certain things.
Be totally outlandish. I had one group say that they wanted to play on this International Space Station.
So,
the sky is not the limit.
What was that place in LA that closed down in the? Oh, I don't know. This story's going nowhere. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
There was a place where the Blues Brothers played live, and there was
a Troubadour or something like it.
Nah, I'm not going to remember. I am sorry. That's leading to bad radio. I apologize, Kent. I know Kent, when Kent and I did a show together, I would go off in these tangents and he would get angry with me and frustrated. Get back to the script, Riley. So
we're eclectic here at Eclectic Residence, and sometimes I change my playlist
As
I go, because that's kind of how I roll. So the last song I chose, just because After My Heart is one of my favorites that you guys had. This is the one with Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I
hope
to see everyone at the show next weekend.
Yeah, next Saturday, April 13th, Park Theater. Tickets still available at Ticket Web. You can go to the Park Theater's webpage or any of our socials on Sub City Dwellers. Find yourself some tickets and hope to see you all out there.
Yeah, Paige Drobot opening up.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Yeah, and if you haven't picked up your CKUW Fun Drive stuff, I believe that's happening this weekend at Into the Music, which is where I'm headed after this.
Right on.
After my heart, don't have to try too hard. The way you move in that dress, your features, the flesh, whiskey on your breath must be after my heart. Must be after my heart. Don't have to try too hard. I can love you till I die. It's pretty when you cry. The whiskey in your eyes must be after my heart.